The Cleveland Cavaliers won the first pick last night in the NBA draft lottery, and the team says that it intends to pick the 18-year-old phenom from Akron, LeBron James. Earlier in the day, James signed a gargantuan shoe endorsement contract with Nike. Stefan Fatsis writes about sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us most Fridays. Stefan, LeBron James' shoe deal evidently set a record, and this is before he ever set foot on a court as a professional. How big is it?
I don't know how big his shoe is.
Not the
Robert.
Shoe, the contract.
The contract is worth more than $90 million. Nike had to outbid Reebok and Adidas to get this deal. It was very important to them, and some comparisons I think are in order. Tiger Woods gets around $20 million a year from Nike, but when he turned pro back in 1997, he got only $8 million a year for his deal. But he, of course, has had an enormous impact for this company. He has sold tons of footwear and clothing and golf clubs. Allen Iverson, who gets around $10 million a year from Reebok, has sold tons of shoes for them. Most athlete endorsers don't have this sort of huge impact, and only time will tell whether Nike's gamble on LeBron James pays off.
Well, why would a company like Nike give so much money to a high school kid, great, but an unproven talent as a professional?
Well, they think he's going to be a longtime star in the NBA, and they also believe that he has sort of crossover appeal between suburban and urban kids. More important, though, is what was going on behind the scenes here. Nike has been in a feud with one of the biggest retailers out there, Foot Locker. Reebok had stepped up, made a huge offer for LeBron James. If they had succeeded, Reebok would have put tons of merchandise in Foot Locker stores, and that would have been a real setback for Nike. Nike kicks in a lot more money, they get LeBron James, and they keep their competitor Reebok from having a big impact in the marketplace. So there was a lot more going on here than just the desire for an unproven high school kid.
So LeBron James will be on the Nike team, but he'll also be on the Cleveland team in the NBA. Is it a good thing for the National Basketball Association to have this next superstar, if indeed he is going to be that, playing in Cleveland, as opposed to, say, Los Angeles or New York?
I think it's great for the NBA. Leagues are only as strong as their weakest members. Having one more healthy team will help the NBA overall. It's a perfect match for Cleveland, of course. He's from Akron. It's a downtrodden franchise. They haven't been in the playoffs since 1997, and they've got a few other good young players. The Cavaliers drew around 11,000 fans a game last year. Next year, they're going to sell out pretty much every game, 19,000, 20,000 fans. And now the NBA has one more team whose jerseys it can peddle all around the world.
Now, the second pick in the NBA draft went last night to the Detroit Pistons because of a trade that they made a few years ago. And they look like they could use the number two draft pick because last night Detroit lost to the New Jersey Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals for the third straight game. They're down 3-0.
That's right. One more win and the Nets go back to the NBA Finals for the second year in a row. Now, they've won 9 playoff games in a row, the Nets have, which is very impressive. They've been dominant thanks to two players, Jason Kidd, who was the second pick in the 1994 draft, since we're talking about drafts, and Kenyon Martin, who was the top pick, the number one pick in 2000. It's really hard to see the Nets collapsing, and I think they'll actually give the Western Conference opponent a good run.
Yeah, but there's a real contrast, though, between the NBA playoffs in the East and the games you have to stay up late for to see them in the West.
Yeah, the West is all offense. These guys run up and down the court. They're hoisting shots from all over the place. The final scores are routinely in the 110s and 120s compared to the 80s for the Eastern Conference teams. But they lack strong defenses out West. The Nets have a terrific, terrific player in Jason Kidd who can exploit them. It could be a great finals, whoever makes it, either the Dallas Mavericks or the San Antonio Spurs.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us about sports and the business of sports on Fridays.